We continue our learning. We in Harios, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah, Maseches Harios, and the final Mishnah in Seder Nezikin. Kohen Kodem Levi. With respect to all issues of kavod, of giving honor, Kohen precedes the Levi. And this is based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perechov Gimel, B'nei Amram Aharon Moshe, Vayavdel Aharon Hakdisho Kodesh Kadoshim, Hu Uvana Vadalam. So the Gemara in Hayos Nafkuv Yud Gimel says, you see from this pasuk that true Amram had two sons, Aharon and Moshe, but Aharon was separated to sanctify him, Kodesh Kadoshim, he and his son. So therefore the Kohen takes priority over the Levi, comes to giving the first portion, letting him speak first, first portion we said of food at the table, getting the first aliyah, leading the benching. In all respects, we give the priority to the Kohen. Then the Mishnah says, Levi li Yisrael. Levi comes before Yisrael. What's that based on? Be'es ha'hi yivdil Hashem es Shevet ha'Levi. That's a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Yud. So Shevet ha'Levi is also separated, but Aaron and his sons, Kohanim are Kodesh Kodashim, so they're higher than the Levi. So with respect to many things, the Levi will take priority over the Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, Yisrael u'mamzer. Yisrael, a regular Yisrael, takes priority over the Mamzer, because Yisrael has greater yichus, greater lineage. Mamzer is the of course, the offspring of where there is an Isser Misas based in, or an Isser Kares between the man and the woman. That produces a Mamzer. Umamzer, Lenusin, the Mamzer, takes priority over the Nusin. The Nusin, we've mentioned in the past, and the Nesinim are those who descended from the Givonim, who converted in the days of Yehoshua. They deceived Yehoshua. They really were from the nations in the land of Israel with whom we should not have made a treaty, but we did. So the Givonim have a certain status similar to a Mamzer, but they are a lower level of a Mamzer. Why should that be? In other areas, we usually equate them in terms of their lineage. The difference is that Mamzer has Mamzer are part of the Jewish people. The one that the Gemara uses the language tipa kshera, a drop that's kosher, versus a tipa psula, a drop that is puzzle. A Mamzer is Zeri Yisrael, and Nusin originates from another nation. Vinasin leger. The Nusin precedes the ger, because the Nusin at least has had kedusha, some level of kedusha, growing up with the Jewish families. And a ger, he was completely not Jewish. The ger le'evin meshuchrar. The ger, the convert, takes precedence over the evin meshuchrar, the evin Kanani, who was emancipated. Why should that be? They're both started out as non-Jews, and an evin meshuchrar, after he's emancipated, after he's freed, he's given a get shichrur by his master, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So in what way is he different than the ger? Why does the ger get priority? Because the ger was included in, was not included in Arur, in the curse, and Eved Kanani was included in the curse. What curse are we speaking of? In Bereshis Perek Tes, in Parashas Noach, Arur Kanan, Eved Havadim Yehiela Echav. So the Eved Kanani has this curse upon him, and therefore he's a lower level than the ger, even though he's now emancipated. Hey, Masai, says the Mishnah, though. When do we have this order of yuchsin, of lineage, and giving priority to one over the other? That's Bizman Chekulo Shavin. That's where they're all equal in terms of their Torah. Avlamayar Mamzer Talmud Chacham. The Kohen Amaretz, but if the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham, is a Torah scholar, and the Kohen is an Amaretz, he's unlearned. So, and in fact, in time of Bayesheni, the many times where you can have the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. You have a Kohen Gadol even who's an Amaretz. And why? Because he bought himself the Kohuna Gadola, as unfortunately often happened. So then in such a case, Mamzer Taman Chacham Kodem Le Kohen Amaretz. Why should it be that the Torah, it's based on Torah, and therefore Torah gives you, your scholarship gives you priority? Mamzer Taman Chacham takes priority over, I give him the first portion at the meal over an Amaretz. Over an Amaretz, Shenemar, or Kohen Gadol Amaretz, and what? But he's a Mamzer. Why is he getting priority? Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Yikarahi Mipninim, a reference to the Torah. The Torah is more precious than Pininim. Pininim sounds like pearls. But here, we take the word pininim and we understand it as lifnai v'lifnim. Yikara hi ha-Torah, the Torah is more precious. Mikoen gadol, shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim, is greater than, even more precious, more dear than the Kohen Gadol, who's mi pininim, who goes lifnai v'lifnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, the Mamzer Tam L'Chacham take precedence over the Kohen Amaretz. Hadron, slik maseches harios, hadron alach, seder nezikin. We begin seder kodshim with maseches Zvachim. Zvachim, the word zevach, just means, usually it means a carbon. And certainly we're going to speak about kabbalah. So the word lizvach means to shecht, means to slaughter. There are generally four avodos that we speak of when it comes to bringing a carbon. The first is shchita, and shchita is kasher bezara. Non-kohen can do the shchita, even though it's one of the avodos. Next is kabbalah sadam, is receiving the blood in a kli shares, in a service vessel. And then holacha is bringing the dam, the blood, towards the mizbech. And then there's the zrika sadam. So our Mishnah is going to discuss where a person has a machshava, shechting the karbon, and it doesn't have to be only the shechita. It could be any one of the four avodos, whether the person shechting the karbon, or the kohen receiving the blood, or bringing the blood to the mizbeach, or sprinkling the blood. He has the raw machshava in mind, as we'll see what that means, the wrong thought in mind. In fact, when we speak about thought, the Rambam's of the opinion, machshava really means what's in his mind. But Rashi and other Rishonim claim that when we speak about machshava, it means that they articulate that this is the machshava, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I have in mind. So it's not enough to think about it, you have to articulate it. But what's the Mishnah teaching us? Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Masech HaZvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbichu Shalo Lishman Ksherim. If you have any karbanos that were shechted, and we said once again, nizbechu, zevach means to slaughter, but it could be that any one of the avodos were done shalo lishman. What does it mean, shalo lishman? The Kohen, let's say, when he was sprinkling the blood, for example, or shechting the animal, had in mind the wrong karbon. So let's say he's shechting a karbonola, but he had in mind that this is going to be a carbon shlamim. So he was machshav, or maybe he articulated, as we said, some rishonim say, this is going to be a carbon shlam. So the Mishnah here says, all zvachim, kol zvachim shenizbichu, that were slaughtered shelo lishman, with the wrong machshav in mind. You had one carbon ol, and you had in mind this should be a carbon shlamim. Ksherim, the carbon is going to be kosher. You can sprinkle the blood, you can finish the avoda, you can take the emurim, the fats of the animal that are supposed to be placed on the mizbeach, and be maktir them, to burn them on the mizbeach, and the animal, in fact, the korban can be eaten. You can eat the flesh of the animal. Ela shelo olu labaylam l'shem chova. The only thing is that it does not fulfill the obligation of the owner. So, for example, let's say you have someone who brought a korban and he gave it to the kohen, and I have an obligation. I took this korban. I'm obligated to bring. That's it, some type of korban ola, or a neder. A person took a neder to bring a korban. So whatever obligation they have, they do not fulfill that obligation because the animal was shechted shelo lishma for the sake of the wrong korban, and they have to bring another korban and shechted lishma. But it doesn't mean that the korban that was shechted is disqualified and you have to burn and get rid of it. It can be eaten, and that's the general rule. What if it wasn't the wrong carbon you had in mind, but the wrong owner you had in mind? You thought this animal, the Kohen thought this animal belonged to Reuven. In fact, this is Shimon's animal. So he had in mind Reuven, or said, I'm shechting this for Reuven, and really it was Shimon's animal. So animal, that disqualifies. So the answer is yes, that will also disqualify the carbon. There's just a debate amongst the Rishonim whether that can be disqualified through the Shechita and the other three as well, or just through the blood, receiving the blood, what we call the Kabbalah Sadam, and the Halacha, and the Zrika Sadam. Some Rishonim claim, that if you have the wrong Baal in mind, it won't be disqualified if you had that in mind during the Shechita. So that's a debate. Maybe it can, not only does it pass the Karman Shelo Lishma, but Shelo L'Shem Bailin can disqualify. The only question is, what Avoda would disqualify L'Shem Bailin? Is it just the blood, those three, or is it even the Shechita? Question is, if you have in mind the Karman Shelo Lishma, and you're telling me it's a kosher carbon, in general, we'll see there are a couple of exceptions, but generally speaking, Ola Shlomim, you had in mind the wrong carbon, We're going to say that it doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation, the one who had to bring the carbon, but nonetheless, it is kosher. So why does it not fulfill the obligation of the Baal? So the Gemara says it's based on a pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze. Torah says in Dvarim Chav Gimel, Motzos v'asecha tishmor v'asisa, you have to guard, make sure to observe that which comes out of your mouth, which is a take a vow, a neder of some sort. Kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha, nidava. Whatever you neder, whatever neder you took, whatever vow you took, nidava, nidava means something that I donate. So the question is, why did with the pasuk, when it speaks about it, and if we're speaking about a carbon here, why does it call the carbon on the one hand a neder, on the other hand a nedava? Those are two separate things. The Gemara says, im nadarta hare ein ze nedava. If you took a neder, it's not a nedava. What does that mean? So the very important idea when it comes to carbonos, there are carbonos that we call a neder, and carbonos we call a nedava. What's a neder? This is where someone takes upon himself, hare alai ola. I take upon myself to bring a carbon ola. I want to donate a carbon. You bring these carbonos. You can't bring these carbonos on Yontif itself, but on Chol HaMoed, let's say you come up, you bring whatever neder you made, you can bring that carbon. Hare alai ola. I take upon myself, let's say, to bring an ola, a carbon ola. Carbon ola can be brought as a donated carbon. A carbon chatas can't be brought as a donated carbon. That's for a sin. But if I want to donate a carbon, I can donate an ola as an example. Hare alai ola. So what does it mean when I say hare alai? I take upon myself to bring an ola. Let's say that animal, okay, then I find an animal, I designate this animal as my carbonola, and something happens to it, gets lost. So the halacha is that I have to replace it. What I have to replace it? That's what we call kachim shechayev ba'achrayusan. I have an obligation, a responsibility to replace it, because I took upon myself a neder to bring a carbon. The fact that I then designated a particular animal, that doesn't mean I fulfill my obligation if that something happens to that animal. I took upon myself to bring a carbon. But if I say a nedava means I go over to an animal and I say, hare zu ola. This is a donated carbon, not one I'm obligated to bring, but I want to donate it. But I go over to a particular animal and say, you are a carbonola. What happens to the animal? The animal gets lost. So now I don't have an obligation to replace that animal because I never took upon hare alai ola, I take upon myself to bring an ola. I said hare zu ola, I point you to a particular carbon. If that carbon gets lost, okay, I have no obligation anymore. So how could the pasuk in the same breath say, motzos v'secha deshmor v'asisa, when you, anything comes out of your mouth, you have to keep, you have to observe, kasher nadar talashim lokecha nidava. In the same breath, it calls it a neder and a nidava. So how is that possible? So the Gemara says, you know what comes to teach you? Im kamash nadar ta asisa yehe neder. V'imlo nidava yehe. What does that mean? So it's coming to teach you the following. If let's say I followed the neder. What do I mean I followed the neder? I followed all the avodos of the carbon. For the proper neder, the proper carbon, l'shem bailim, the proper owner. If that was done, I did it with it. Let's say the Kohen did it, had everything in mind, then it's going to be a neder. The carbon will fulfill my neder. But if not, if the avodos were not done properly, the shame, this particular neder, meaning they had the wrong carbon in mind, instead of ola, they said shlomim, or vice versa, and it, or had the wrong baal in mind, then you know what the pasuk tells me? Nidava yehe. The carbon will still be kosher as if you brought it as a nidava. So that means it's kosher, but nonetheless, you're not going to be yotze your particular neder. So that's what the pasuk's saying. Motzos v'secha tishmor v'asisa kosher nadar tol Hashem Elokecha. Yes, it's kosher nadar tol Hashem Elokecha. That will be fine. But if not, then nidava, it will at least be a nidava. And therefore, what it's coming to tell you is that if you do full, the animal's not disqualified. If it was shechted or the blood was sprinkled or brought or accepted, received in a klisharis, shalom l'shma, or shalom l'shem, the proper bialim, the proper owner. So you don't fulfill that obligation, but nonetheless, the carbon is going to be kosher as if it's in a dava, like it's a donated carbon. Then the Mishnah says, chutz up, and there's an exception. When we say that karbanos that are brought, that were shechted, shalom l'shman, are kosher, just they don't, you know, the owner doesn't fulfill their obligation, but the carbon is kosher, that's true for all karbanos chutz min ha-pesach u min ha-chatas, except the carbon pesach, and a carbon chatas. If those are shechet shelo lishman, you had the wrong thing in mind. The carbon pesach, you had in mind another carbon. Chatas, you had in mind another carbon. Then they're going to be disqualified, the apostle. But not so simple when it comes to carbon pesach. The Mishnah explains and qualifies that statement. Ha pesach bismano. When do we say the carbon pesach is going to be pasul if you had in mind the wrong carbon? That's when it was shechted by, let's say, the Kohen on Yud Daled Nisan, on the day the carbon pesach supposed to brought, HaPesach Bizmano. Then if he had the wrong carbon in mind, that would pasul the carbon. But let's say the Kohen, let's say there was a carbon pesach that was brought on the wrong day, on the 13th of Nisan, the 16th of Nisan, not the 14th of Nisan, Hanukkah time, or whatever it is. So that carbon, it was shechted with the wrong, not for this carbon pesach, you had the wrong thing in mind. So then that that carbon has the status of a carbon shlamim. And that would be true, by the way, even if you had in mind the carbon pesach. Oh, I have in mind this is a carbon pesach, but it's the 13th of Nisan. It's not the 14th of Nisan. It's Hanukkah time. Ah, that should be a carbon pesach. What happens is automatically a shlomim. And the same thing would be true. You thought this was supposed to be designated as a carbon pesach, but it's not the day of pesach. You had in mind another carbon. That is automatically a shlomim. That's the rule. But if you shechted the carbon pesach bizmano shelo lishmo on the 14th of Nisan, then it's going to be pasul. Where do we learn this from? So a pasuk says in Devarim Tes Zayin, Shemores Chodesh Aviv v'asisa pesach. What does that mean? Asisa pesach. All asios of all of the doings, the activities, should be l'shem pesach. That's one pasuk. And another pasuk in Shabbos Yaveid. Va'amartem zevach pesach. What? Why do you have to call it a zevach pesach? I know it's a carbon. So obviously you shecht it. So you don't have to call it zevach. Ah, shetehei zvicha l'shem pesach. The shechita has to be l'shem pesach. The two psukim here teach us that whether it was the animal was shechted shelo l'shem pesach, or any one of the activities were not for the sake of pesach, again, on Yudal and Nisan, or it was the L'Shelo L'Shem Bailim. The Kohen had the wrong owner in mind, or the wrong group in mind, so it's going to be Pasul. That's when it comes to the Karban Pesach, is Pasul Bizmano. If you had the wrong person in mind, or the wrong Karban in mind on Yudal Nisan. But chatas, v'achatas b'cholzman. But a carbon chatas, a sin offering, so that's which we discussed much in Harios, where you did an avera, that if you did it, b'shogig, had you done it b'mezi b'chayv kares, that at any time, if it was shechetet shelo l'shma, you had another carbon in mind, or for the wrong ba'alim, for the wrong owner, it's going to be completely pasul. Or let's say even you had in mind the wrong chet. You thought you shechting carbon for Chilul Shabbos. That's where the Kohen had in mind. Oh, the owner of this carbon was Michal Shabbos, B'shogeg Am Shechting. Meanwhile, it's not true. He ate Chametz on Pesach. That's what he did wrong. So that's Pasul. Where do we learn that from? So we have a Pasul in Vayikra, Dal, the number one, it says, V'shachat Osah L'chatas. What does that mean? Osah L'chatas has to be Yishchita L'shem Chatas. It also says, V'lakach HaKohen Midam HaChatas. That means the Kabbalah Sadam, the receiving of the blood, has to be L'shem Chatas. So that means the kapara, the atonement, which we assume is referring to the sprinkling of the blood, that has to be l'shem chatas. And a love, what's a love? A love, the pasuk also says that it should be a love al chavero. That means the chatas has to be l'shem, the owner. And al chatas, so asher chata, what's that double phrase? The chatas has to be l'shem oso achet for that particular avera. So that's Gemara in Zerachim on Dav Ches, has a pasuk for all of these things. That the shechita has to be l'shem chatas, the kabbalah sadam and all the activities related to blood has to be l'shem chatas, the Kabbalah Sadam, rather, the Zrika Sadam has to be L'Shem Chatas. Love teaches us it has to be L'Shem that particular owner, meaning knowing who the owner of this carbon is, who's bringing it. And Achatas Rechata, it has to be for that particular Chet, not the wrong Chet. And any other time, it is, if you had the wrong thing in mind, it's going to be Pasul. So we said, all carbonos that were Shechted or one of the Dalad Avodos, Wadam Shalol Shabbat, they're Kasher. But not true for the carbon pesach bizmano on Yudal Nisan if you had the wrong person in mind or the wrong carbon in mind, and the chatas at any time during the year if you had the wrong person in mind, the wrong chet in mind, the wrong carbon in mind, that is going to be pasul. However, let's say you have a chatas that was shechted not for another carbon, l'shem chulin. a person, Kohen Shechs, the Karban Chatas, and he has in mind, this is going to be a regular animal that's not Karbanos at all. Could be eaten by anybody. So that's going to be kosher. It just doesn't fulfill the obligation of the owner. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says, "V'lo yichalalu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael." Kodshei b'nei Yisrael yichalalu. Yichalalu means to profane, to desecrate. So you know what we learn from there? Kodshim mechalalim kodshim. Vein chulim mechalalim kodshim. One carbon, the wrong carbon in mind, will desecrate, will profane the other carbon, and therefore will be disqualified. But who, in having in mind that this is an unholy carbon, meat is not a carbon at all, this is just meat someone is going to eat, that's what we call chulim, halva mesechta, called chulim, which is all about kashrus. So that is, well, a chulin will not be mechalal, will not profane kachim. So if you had in mind, when shechtin a carbon chatas, this is going to be a regular animal that anyone can eat and not a carbon, that will not disqualify the carbon from the meat from being eaten. But of course, it does not fulfill the owner's obligation. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af ha'asham. Rabbi Eliezer believes not only Pesach, not only chatas, but even a carbon asham, the guilt offerings, will also be puzzled if they're shechted for the wrong owner or for the wrong animal, for the wrong carbon in mind. And once again, he explains, HaPesach Bizmano, as we said, only on Yudala Nisan, will it be disqualified for the wrong person or the wrong carbon? V'hachatos v'hashem v'chosman, at any time. Amar Rabbi Yezer, and he explains his position. HaChatos Baal Chet, v'hashem Baal Chet. A carbon chatos comes for a sin, as we explain the example where we bring carbon chatos, but an hashem also comes on a sin. We discussed in Harios, in Perikles Mishnah Zayin, a person, the Asham Gezelos, Asham Meilos, several examples of Karbanos. So that's also brought on a Chet. And therefore, Maha Chatas Psula Shalolishma, Ava Asham Pasul Shalolishma. If a Karban Chatas is disqualified with Shalolishma for the wrong Karban, same thing when it comes to an Asham. Now, the truth is that not every Chatas is brought on a Chet. Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, has to bring a Karban Chatas. That's not on a Chet. Nor is every Asham on a Chet. Dunasha Mitzorah, the guilt offering brought by Mitzorah, that's not for a chet. That's part of the Tara process. Nonetheless, most of the karbanos of an asham and most chatas are indeed brought al chet. So what would the Rabbanan respond? In fact, it's the one who argues, the Rabbanan spin is actually Rabbi Yoshua who argues Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua and the Chachanim, they're the ones who hold it's only the chatas and the Pesach that are excluded. An asham, not true. An asham, if you shecht it, shalom l'shma, it is going to be kosher. Why does Rabbi Eliezer equate the carbon asham with the carbon chatas, and the chachamim do not? So the Gemara says that, well, Rabbi Eliezer quotes the pasuk. It says in the Vayikra Zayin, kachatas ka'asham, the asham is like the chatas, just like a carbon chatas, shelo l'shmo, it's pasul, completely invalid. So to a guilt offering, an asham, shelo l'shmo, is also pasul. One of the Chachamim say, that pasuk doesn't come to equate the asham with the chatas with respect to shechting in a shalol l'shma with the wrong carbon in mind. That equates the asham with the chatas with respect to the laws of smicha. Smicha means leaning your hands. The Torah speaks at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra that certain karbanos, you're supposed to lean your hands with all your might on the head of the karban. We call smicha before you shech the karban, and we're coming to teach you the following. The Torah only writes smicha with respect to the karban chatas. How do you know a karban asham needs smicha as well? Ma chatas tu una smicha, because it says v'samach es yado al rosh chatas af asham tan smicha. Asham also requires smicha. That's what kachatas ka asham teaches us, says Rabbi Yeshua, say the chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer. Does not teach us that the asham has the same status as chatas if it's shech the shalol l'shma. So therefore, kachatas kasham is used for something else.